AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. 3 students are dead. 6 other people, including a teacher, have been wounded in a shooting inside their high school in a township some 30 miles north of Detroit. Oxford Community School Superintendent Tim Throne.
Of course, I'm shocked. It's devastating.
A 15-year-old sophomore is in custody. A senior says he stayed home today after getting a bad feeling about vague threats about plans for a shooting. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus has been found in some 20 countries, but not the U.S. yet. The latest, Brazil, reporting 2 cases today. Dr. Rochelle Walensky heads the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Right now, there is no evidence of Omicron in the United States. The Delta variant remains the predominant circulating strain, representing 99.9%. of all sequences sampled.
An FDA advisory panel is debating the pros and cons of a pill developed by Merck to fight COVID-19 infections. Panel member Dr. David Hardy questions the medical usefulness of the drug.
An oral drug certainly looks very good, but with no data saying that it works with new variants, I think we really have to be careful about saying that this is the way to go.
There are also serious questions being raised about chances of birth defects should the drug be given to a pregnant woman. Recommendation vote is expected this afternoon. Jury selection underway in the manslaughter trial of a police officer from a Minneapolis suburb who says she mistook her pistol for her taser before fatally shooting black motorist Dante Wright during a traffic stop in April. One of Kim Potter's attorneys told a potential juror she will hear directly from Potter about the traffic stop that ended in the death of the 20-year-old. 3 jurors have been seated so far. 4 others are out of the pool of about 200. This is AP News. New York City opens a safe haven for people to use heroin and other narcotics. AP's Jennifer King has this.
New York's health commissioner says the city's first publicly recognized places for people to use heroin and illegal narcotics are open as of today. They're known as overdose prevention centers, and they'll be co-located with previously established syringe service providers. Users bring their own drugs, and monitors watch for signs of overdose and can administer an antidote if needed. Proponents say the idea is harm reduction to save lives and bring people in from the streets. In a statement, Mayor Bill de Blasio, who leaves office at the end of December, says he's proud to show cities in this country that after decades of failure, a smarter approach is possible. In New York City, over 2,000 people died of overdoses last year. Researchers have estimated the proposal could prevent 130 deaths a year and save the city millions of dollars. Opponents see the sites as a moral failure. Federal law bans operating a place for narcotics use. Last month, prosecutors won their legal challenge against a Philadelphia group that was fighting to open a similar site. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.